listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
I don't know if you've ever shot a bow and arrow, but today I want to talk to you about what it means to have hands on the bow. And I'm going to read to you from 2 Kings chapter 13, verses 15 and 16, where we read this. And Elisha said to him, "Take a bow and some arrows." So he took himself a bow and some arrows. Then he said to the king of Israel, "Put your hand on the bow." So he put his hand on it, and Elisha put his hands on the king's hands. Elisha was one of the great prophets of ancient Israel, and he was about to die. Though he was a man of God who healed many others, he was about to die, and it was actually from an illness. As his death drew closer, Joash, the king of Israel, was worried. You see, Israel was a small nation that faced many enemies, just like today. At the time, their biggest threat came from the Syrians. But King Joash somehow understood that the real strength of Israel wasn't in their armies, in their horsemen, or in their chariots. No, the real strength of Israel was in their close and faithful relationship with God. Prophets like Elisha kept that connection strong. So he was part of the real strength of Israel, but Elisha was about to die. So at that moment, Elisha told him to take a bow and some arrows. Through an illustration of arrows shot through a window, the prophet would show the king that the arrow of the Lord's deliverance was still present, and all Joash had to do was shoot the arrow in faith. So King Joash began to do what the prophet told him to do. We can imagine the scene. Joash positioned himself in front of the window and faced the general direction of Syria. A servant brought him a bow and arrows. Elisha told him, "Put your hand on the bow." And Joash put the arrow in place on the bow and stood in front of the window. And as he did that, something unexpected happened. Elisha came up behind the king, and as Joash began to stretch the bow and prepare to shoot, Elisha put his hands on the king's hands. Like a father helping his child to shoot a bow, the prophet would guide the hands of Joash. Now, I think this whole scene is amazing, and we can look at it in greater depth, but consider this part. The prophet's hands on the king's hands, drawing the arrow back on the bow and pointing it in the right direction. If you aren't strong enough to bend the bow for whatever God has in front of you or whatever he has for you to experience, then ask Jesus to fulfill the sense of this picture for you. As illustrated in this scene from 2 Kings chapter 13, ask Jesus, the ultimate prophet, priest, and king, ask Jesus to put his hands on your hands and to give you the strength and the skill to do what he tells you to do and to give you that skill to aim it in the right direction. Many times, I have felt too weak to do the things I should, but with his hands on mine, then just like the Apostle Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And in Jesus, we can pull back that bow and shoot it the way that we should.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.